been a while, but we're back on June 27th, the day after the first round of the 2024 NBA draft. Be a main topic of conversation tonight. It is the Bristol Boys. Not the Bristol Boys, the Bristol Boys. Watching the Yanks get smoked again in a terrible 3-week head spin, tail spin. Lottie's here, studio owner.
Not
Angry
happy.
Jay, never happy. Donfather blew us off, but the commish stepped aside from football parental duty to be here. Studio engineer Kevin Ross with a unique perspective on the NBA draft tonight. And Crocker, the Crocker, you know what, is here in the studio. Twitter, Instagram, Jay, what is it?
Bristol_boys with a Z.
You could still catch some Lottie and Mac out there. I'm getting beat up by the Illinois fans because of some comments I made about Terrence Shannon, which I stand by.
Oh, holy shit. Springer just did another homer.
You called it.
Jay, terrible. Jay, watch the language here.
Jesus Christ. Look at this guy.
All right.
He's going to start crying.
It's not religious. Not religious. Okay. And this episode is brought to us by Skygazer Brewing. Skygazer came through. No longer is the check in the mail. He dropped it off in person. It's also brought to us by our main sponsor, Capital Securities and Vice President, Joe Moriello.
Joseph.
Joe Moriello's motto, a life
well planned.
Yeah. He would have done great at the NBA draft. We're going to get to that in a minute. Quick hitters. Very soon, guests will be head coach of the Connecticut Huskies, Hooksy, as we like to call him, Jim Penders. They finished at number 14 in one poll, probably the biggest poll, wow. Right, Johnny?
Yep.
Number 15 and number 19. So for a team that he said, you know, they were a starless team, but a lot of Connecticut flavor on there, some Division III transfers from Connecticut, kid from, you know, the Goshen area.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Yeah. Housatonic kid. They finished number 14 in the country. You tell me this isn't one of the best coaches around?
You know what I like? He said something recently. He goes, we're not a regional team. We're a national team. He elevated that from nothing, right?
To do that in the Northeast, yeah. Is unbelievable. You know, year after year, he's there. You know, even this is like would have been like a down year, but he got there and they won that first series, and hey, it was a great year for him.
And they did struggle in their Southern schedule early, and everyone was saying that knew something. Let's just wait till they get into the Big East, and look what they did. They got an at large.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're at large, so their reputation is there. You know.
Yeah.
At large without winning the Big East tournament,
yeah,
which is something. Yeah.
Commish,
yeah.
When we were high school players and aspiring for all this kind of stuff, do you remember who the program in the Northeast was? They're in a little colder spot than we are.
Maine, maybe?
Maine, yeah. The Black Bears. Yeah. And actually, the kid Pena, the shortstop for the Astros, yep. I think he went to UMaine.
What other major leaguer played at the University of Maine?
Give me a hint.
Played shortstop in the major leagues?
Not Derek Jeter from the Yanks.
No.
Not Spike Owen. He went to Texas, buddy.
Mike Bordick.
Wow. Mike Bordick.
He's a good player.
Yeah, him and Walt Weiss always seem to field it like off to the side like Hollywood. And, you know, I'll take Jeter. Anyway, good for Hooksy. Sticking with baseball. Yanks were rolling.
Yeah, 8-0 in the bottom of the second.
It's one game. Yanks were rolling. The pitching was rolling. The hitting was unstoppable. And I'm going to tell you something. Soto had to sit out one game, and it went downhill from there. I'm just saying that's the effect Juan Soto has.
And DJ coming back didn't help either.
DJ has stymied the offense. But that other guy that plays middle infield that now needs a break and all this stuff, he got to go. We've always said he has to go. Lottie's shaking his head in disgust over here. Lottie,
what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, right? Rizzo was shot last year. Obviously, he's hurt now, but he was shot last year. Torres has been shot since the juice ball has gone away. LeMahieu, when's the last time he had an extra base hit? It's like a full calendar year now, basically, right? Verdugo's falling off the map.
That's your guy, though.
I like Verdugo, but he's not a four-hitter, though.
Cal Ripken Stanton got hurt, though. Can you believe that?
Stanton got hurt.
It's hard to believe.
They got a guy, Trevino, who 70. I threw harder than 18. When I was 8 years old. It's just a very flawed team.
18.
It's flawed. Torres just frustrates me beyond.
Well, what you always say about him sums him up.
They've enabled him, and he's not a winning player.
He's not a winning player.
But Boone has enabled it. he hasn't disciplined him in any way, although this might be a slight discipline, second straight game not playing, but we're well past Torres and the LeMahieus of the world and Trevino's. They're boring.
You know whose attitude never changes when he's out there? Cabrera. The kid's hungry to play baseball.
He's just not any good.
You can have a player that's not any good that just plays well because he's in the right spot.
He started in left field 2 years ago in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But he's a perfect utility guy. He's not like an everyday guy.
I don't want him to be an everyday guy.
Yeah, he's on a good team, he's a utility guy.
Yeah, he's Homer Bush, Bellinger, Tyler Wade, Ronnie Torres.
I don't have any problem with him being on the roster.
But. Velarde? My man Velarde?
Would you rather run him out there than LeMahieu? Or no?
Yes.
Yeah. So what about you, Commit?
Just the energy.
Young energy? Yeah.
Something.
I need something.
Oh, Angry Jay don't want him. He wants an all-star at every position. He wants A-Rod here. You know, come on, man.
What are you talking about?
You want an all-star? You don't like Cabrera?
I want a goddamn baseball player is what I want.
You know what's going to happen?
He's not a baseball player?
He's a clown.
We got a generational player.
What's this guy talking
that's
about?
Not going to sniff a title with Judge.
Judgy?
Generational player. He will not sniff a title as long as Boone and Cashman. Like when we started this 2 years ago, we talked about this.
That's why we started
Nothing's changed, though.
Well, speaking of the cash clown, a little pressure was off him because of a good start. But
don't worry about it. We picked up Tim Hill for the bullpen. Jason Shreve. Lefty. I didn't know he was still alive, Jason Shreve. Good for him.
And some guy named TJ.
TJ Hooker,
I think it was.
I think Torres started when they tried the shortstop experiment. It was 2018?
That worked out well.
Was it 18?
I think it was the next year, but you're right, though.
So you talk about putting pressure on a guy, and I'm not giving him a pass. I despise Torres. He doesn't hustle. But that year they moved him to short opening day. You know where he hit in the lineup?
Third.
Lead off.
What'd you say?
Third?
He hit freaking third.
Third. Yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy. We're going to move you across to the left side, and you're going to hit third, and you're going to be the next star. No. Nope. Didn't work out. And look what's happened to him since. He's even worse.
Who did he take over at shortstop for? Team has never been
your
the same.
Your boy.
Didi.
They lost personality. They lost the chemistry once they brought in the Torreses and Stantons of the world.
They got Cabrera, but he's not good enough for Jay because he's not a superstar. I mean, you need a guy like that.
I like Cabrera.
You don't like him?
Come on, a baseball player.
This is nonsense.
Play Wells every day.
It's 200.
Please, just play Wells every day. I want to see what he could do.
Well, speaking of hitting 200, I'm with you.
Well,
he
plays twice a week.
Not for this guy. He wants Johnny Bench. He wants a utility guy.
I would love Johnny Bench.
I know you would.
I would take him now at 73. Throw better than Trevino.
You know,
you see that cannon arm he was showing up against the Sox?
We need Zobrist as the utility guy.
I mean,
really
come on,
man.
Because every time it hits, it bounces off.
Except the Sox, I can speak today. The Sox broke a record with steals in that game?
Yeah. It was like nine.
Yeah,
nine.
We know, Kev. We know.
Studio engineer, can you wait till the NBA section?
Bobby Mack, all us Yankee fans here. When they go south, have you ever seen a team play so poorly when they go south? They're non-competitive for the last 3 weeks. That's not normal to not be competitive.
They played the Sox.
I was thinking that the game they salvaged from the Braves, which I think was game 3 of the series. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah.
What game did they win?
I think it was 2.
You think or you know?
Pretty sure it was 2.
Either way, they salvaged one.
And then they beat the Orioles in the first game.
They salvaged one.
That was it.
No, I thought we'd get healthy against the Blue Jays, and they're down 100-0 tonight. And the Mets? Anyone explain that?
And Garrett Cole gave us a real shot in the arm.
But here's the excuses though. Like they Cole got bombed, or whatever, and Boone literally says afterwards, "Well, he wasn't throwing that hard. He didn't want to throw that hard because."
Then they shouldn't have brought him up.
How about he just had a bad night?
Yeah.
Like, we have to. So, like, they benched Torres, but he's like, well, he has a groin injury. Like, what? Like, come on, dude. Like, their organization stinks, dude.
Yeah, they're not serious.
They got $300 million. They have two of the five best players in baseball, and they surround them with a bunch of losers. You know? What do
you... you know what the dagger is, though, Angry Jay? Dominguez could have slotted in.
Yeah, but we had to make up an injury because Stanton actually got a couple of hits. They're like, oh, he's back. Well, he's back, all right. Now this guy, he's in the
18 homers.
Is an oblique really 2 months? A 2 month injury?
It's another year.
Jesus. Was he pregnant?
Another, I mean, 2 months before he could swing a bat?
I don't even know what the oblique is. I think it's in your stomach, right? What's he doing?
Lottie.
Oh, God, he's hard to stomach.
Lottie?
Yes, sir.
I got to call you out on this. You said when he was doing okay before the injury, you said you would take 35 homers, 90 RBIs, and a .235
batting average. I haven't bashed Stanton tonight in this episode at all.
Okay, but these guys are starting, and
well, he sucks, dude. Like, are you kidding me? Like, well, he's got 18 homers. How many RBIs?
Jay, who doesn't suck in baseball? Like,
he's 246. He's 246. That's
good.
As good as he's gonna get.
Like, listen, would you
take as good as he's gonna get or not?
No. No, I think I made that point already. I want a guy who can actually play the field.
You're going to have him
run the bases.
Are you going to root for him or not?
I root for all the Yankees, dude.
All right.
I'm a Yankee fan. But, like, I try to keep it real. He sucks. He's a terrible baseball player.
If he was
one-trick pony,
if he was 35, 100, and 250 this year, I would have signed for that all day long. Based on what he's given us the last 3 or 4 years, I would have signed up for that in a heartbeat. But the problem is, Bobby Mack, he's going to be out for more than a month. He's not coming back till
and then
August.
It takes a month for him to start swinging again.
Now with that yoga body he's got now.
Yeah.
He's not all muscle bound up.
Yeah. I mean, Rizzo had a concussion. He never recovered.
We're trading. We're for a first baseman, period.
Well, you got to get a second baseman and a third baseman and a catcher. Yeah. I mean, there's too many guys that they need.
No, they don't. You play Cabrera in one of them
nice
spots.
Job. He did a nice job putting the team together. We only need a first baseman, a second baseman, a third baseman.
And a closer.
A catcher and a closer.
We got the catcher.
Who's that?
Wells. Yeah, he needs to play every day. Well,
then play him.
Let's see what
then
he can do.
Him.
I'm thinking 198 for the season.
Wells?
Yes.
You're not as high on Wells as
no.
I am.
No.
I think he's a pretty good catcher, decent arm. You can't play a rookie 2 games a week.
No, you just
can't.
I understand that. Yeah, you have to play him.
You know, it's not easy.
Tim Hill. We got Tim Hill. I didn't depend on.
We're still in first place for one more day.
We got a solid game on these guys.
When you compare the lineups, you see the Orioles are running out there.
Orioles,
it's unbelievable.
Young.
How good is Gunnar Henderson? Jesus,
they're so good and young.
Hey,
that they want
Orioles 8, Rangers 1 today.
They're so good and young. They're squawking about Mullins now. I take Mullins in a heartbeat. I mean, we don't need outfielders.
Two, 3 years ago, he was a stud.
Jesus,
is he not playing as much? Is he like their fourth outfielder?
No, he's playing.
Another dinger tonight.
Well, they were complaining about him a couple weeks ago. Yeah. No,
they're good. He's no Trent Grisham, but I mean,
as soon as they got rid of Buck, the organization went like this. They got rid of Buck.
Who's the next manager of the Yankees going to be after this year?
Some math nerd. Math nerd we've never heard of.
The only two I take are Donnie or Coney.
You got to get off the Donnie thing. It's not happening.
It's not happening. I don't know who would be the next manager. I have no idea who's the next manager would be. Who would you think of? Matt?
Donnie?
It's not happening.
What about Osmus? Maybe slide Osmus in there.
Oh, jeez.
Get on the podcast.
Would you take the guy from the Red Sox if they didn't re-sign him?
He'd never get along. He would never get along with Cashman.
Bigger problem is Cash. Guys, I'm going to try to be positive about this. Get rid of Torres for starters. Get a closer. We'll figure out first base. We'll make a trade or two also in the bullpen. We're in first place. What are we complaining about?
Here's the issue, Bobby Mack.
52 wins.
With the All-Star break can't come
with the landscape of baseball and the amount of teams that make the playoffs now, there's not going to be a ton of guys available. There's not going to, in their minor league system, there's nobody coming through.
Not asking for a lot. I want a hustling second baseman. Remember we had Jerry Hairston back in the days? I do remember him. I'd take a guy like that. I'd take...
They won a World Series with Vizcaino as their second baseman.
Homie. Take him. Sojo, take
Brian,
him.
Brian Roberts.
Well, yeah, he wasn't a great Yankee because he was hurt. But, no, he's better than this guy. He runs. Come on.
Is that when we had...
Look at Mariano Duncan. We played today. We win today.
That's it.
That's it.
I'll take Castro.
Castro was an underrated Yankee.
Unfortunately, they got rid of him in the Stanton trade.
He went to Miami?
He did.
Well, you wanted a power hitter, so mm-hmm. you got him.
I wanted another right-handed power hitter that played right field at the time. That's what we needed.
Gleyber entering free agency is hitting .215 with 78 strikeouts opposed to 31 walks.
He's got a groin injury.
7 home runs to 29 RBIs. Like, you talk about a guy who's ruining it for himself.
Guy hit 30-something home runs a few years ago.
He should have went to the Royals.
38.
He should have went to KC.
You know who's raking right now? Our boy Miguel Andujar. Let's bring him back.
Where is he? Pirates?
A's, I think.
The A's now.
Well, the A's don't count.
How's Clint Frazier doing?
Out of baseball.
How about Brandon Drury, who started at third for us? Then they said he couldn't see.
For like a week.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he was blind.
Yeah.
He was blind after opening day.
Well, Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, he's only going to be out a couple games. He never played another game.
Thank God
he came up. He's with the walking stick.
I think that the as Jay calls them, the propaganda machine that is the New York Yankees, the Yes Network is starting to turn on guys like Torres, and we're hoping for better things. And Coney and O'Neill will call these suckers out. Let's turn toward hoops. UConn. A lot of new faces. Can they do it? Can they do it with these new faces? I mean, it's fun to talk about because they won two in a row. Like, it's not like you could talk about a three-peat with some scrub team. They got two in a row with a few pieces coming back. And the kid who was heading to Indiana shifted course to UConn. I mean, they say he could put it in a hoop.
McNeely,
yeah. Why not? You know who else has new faces? Every other program in the country because of the landscape of college basketball. So you got a great coach. You got Caribbean back. You got a great recruiting class. And you got guys like Ball and Stewart that are a little bit hungry and looking for a bigger role this year. So why not? Why
not? From Michigan?
Yeah.
Reed?
Yep.
Is that his name?
Reed, yep.
I mean, you can't doubt the guy right now, the coach, you know? I mean, he's going to get him there. Get to the Elite Eight, and it can happen, you know? They're hot. They're used to it. I mean,
well, he turns down Kentucky, turns down the Lakers. I want to talk about Kentucky. What separates Hurley from being a Calipari where now just everyone wants to go and play for him? Like, Calipari had that going for a minute, and he became such, like, a bad coach, I guess. I mean, he's still recruiting guys.
He was just a recruiter.
Yeah, he was
just a recruiter.
Yeah, he just got the best talent.
NIL is going to kill stuff like that now, too. You know, because
where did he go to?
Arkansas.
And he left on his own? I mean, they had to tell him, right?
Arkansas deal was huge, too.
His deal?
Yeah.
I just think with that UConn coaching staff, the way they teach offense, they're always going to be a threat to be a national champ. I just think that coaching staff is phenomenal. I really do.
Yeah. Speaking of recruiting, another team we talk about happens to be having a nice little spring. Nice little early summer. And we're talking about Ace Bailey and the boys. We're not going to overblow them because we're going to wait. And they're talking. We'll do the... We're not going to overhype them. They're talking. We'll speak for itself.
We're underblown.
You see any of those highlights, though?
They got him in the mock drafts next year going one or two already.
One. All right. So hopefully
isn't Cooper Flagg the guy? No?
Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, you got to.
I'm serious. Kid, like, yeah.
They say this kid's like Garnett, which would probably excite you.
I hate Cooper Flagg all of a sudden.
No, I'm talking about Ace Bailey.
So does Hurley. Did you hear he was pissed that he missed the Billy Joel concert because he had a recruiting visit with him last year?
Yeah. Get out of here. All right, so college, can't wait for it.
The kid didn't want to go there. He didn't want to go there. Whatever.
Ace Fraley, you're saying? This is going to be the number one pick.
Oh, yeah.
You wait. How about that, though? Like, they're having college practice right now. I mean, you think things haven't changed? The Celts took it home. Angry Jay, your thoughts on the Celts?
Great team. It's a real team. It's fun to watch. Guys actually care about each other. Maybe some of these NBA teams, and I got to give the Knicks credit. They instead of doing what everybody else is doing with like try to get superstars, they're actually investing in like actually having a team where guys care about each other.
Just bringing back all of the Nova.
Yeah. Chemistry guys.
But it like makes a difference. Instead of, you know, I mean, if you look at some of the stats that the Celtics had from last year to this year, like guys scoring went backwards for Tatum, Brown, Drew Holiday was like 7 or 8 points less. How good was that guy? Like, how good is it, you know? Derek White, I mean.
Jay, as a hardcore fan, I'm going to give you that, but can we at least admit that this product that the NBA is putting out there is not the one we grew up to love?
Oh, it's totally different. I mean, it's a different game. It's a much different game.
I thought the Knicks were the funnest team to watch in the playoffs, to be honest with you.
I'll go with the Celtics, but.
You know, I understand. Like, yeah, your team won, and they were really good.
I'm pumped, man. I was pumped.
Yeah, funnest.
I would say Brad Stevens did an amazing job, just the Holiday and Porzingis additions.
They were funner than the Knicks.
He built the team.
Funnier.
He built the team. And that's what the Knickerbockers are doing.
That's what they're doing, yeah. Instead of getting one of these losers like Harden or Kyrie or
Durant that wants to move now, yeah. There's something to be said for keeping those teams together. And they get better every year.
On vacation.
What do you got? What's going on over there? I'm trying to talk.
Because I said they're the funnest team.
I'm trying to talk on a sports podcast here.
This guy's talking about Pete Alonso having off here. And
yeah, so let's go with Salts.
All right, so the Villanova model with the Knicks. Could a local team take on the same model with the Huskies and get together one of the greatest leaders of all time, according to Donovan and Dre, Hawkins, Newton, big guy, Castle. Could they do that on the NBA level?
Bring Hurley over to the Nets, maybe?
Seriously.
Or you got to wait 4 years to see once those first contracts are over, when people start moving around.
Is that kind of what Nova did? Yeah.
Yeah. DiVincenzo was done with his four. Brunson was done with his four. Hearts bounced around a little bit.
And none of us have predicted that Brunson would be Brunson.
I didn't anticipate
this. So is there a UConn guy that could be that guy?
Probably Castle.
Have to be Castle.
Yeah. Some of them would have to be less than successful in those 4 years. You just couldn't afford all of them being if they were successful.
I mean, yeah.
Four-year players.
Castle went four in the draft. Brunson was a second-round pick.
Was he?
Yeah.
Castle's not a great offensive player.
Yeah.
Yet.
We saw it.
Power of yet. Funner.
His physical attributes are just off the charts for a guard, though. But his shot is a struggle. He's going to have to get a lot better on that.
He was one of the leading scorers in the Final Four, though. So, I mean, his game elevated.
He did.
He missed, a month with a knee injury? You know,
about that, yeah, early.
Tear, and that he came back from.
He's not a knockdown shooter, though. If you watch some of these guys, like Draymond laughing at Westbrook.
Yeah.
Westbrook's a Hall of Famer. He backs off him and laughs. Like, he's got to be able to hit, you know, if not three-pointers, like pull up 15s and all that.
Because they're going to back off him. They're going to
dare him. And he got that chest that'll get people off him, too.
Yeah, I was amazed by, like, Porzingis, how quick his release is, you know, atop of, you know.
Yeah, it's not even in his hands. It's
Oak will do that. Oak will do that. Okie doke.
No, so congrats to the Celtics. Stevens did a good job assembling that team, but I say if the Knicks were healthy, Knicks in seven.
Oh, my God.
Eastern Conference Finals,
Jay,
Knicks in seven.
Do you like the coach? You love the coach? What's your thoughts on
him? I'm all right with him. I don't know. He's kind of a... He's weird.
I kind of like it.
Well, like this, I was reading an article how Udoka, how do you say it?
I'm Udoka.
Yeah. He's like, he was really, they thought he was going to be a really good coach and screwed around, literally, and lost the chance of this team. He probably could have, you know, maybe won something earlier when they had him, they thought.
I hope that sex was worth it.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Exactly.
He blew it.
That
was the funnest couple months of his life.
I'm sure it was worth it.
He overblew it.
Yeah.
He definitely overblew it.
Lottie. Odds on favorite to win it next year. Celts, easily. Are the Knicks in that top five?
No, because the odds just came out today, and the Knicks are actually tied for second with Denver
Second?
Yes.
You think that's too much?
Celtics were like 250-1, and Knicks and a couple other teams were 800.
You think that's too high?
No, I think the Knicks are legitimately the second best team in the Eastern Conference.
There'll be like 7 or 8 teams that
can win.
I think
it's too high.
You think it's too high? I don't know if the Knicks are done yet. If they get rid of Randle, I'm
going to
have an unbelievable offseason if he's not on that team next year.
He can't be on that team.
They're giving up a lot of talent, though, dude.
With Randle?
Yeah. I guess the McBride.
I'm not a huge fan of him, but he can score.
McBride's in a deal now?
No.
You might want to check that.
I don't think so. He had surgery today. Deuce. That's the only thing I heard about him. Is that why they drafted Kolek? Because Deuce is in the deal?
I think he's in the deal.
I don't think so.
Are they
Tibbs' guy.
Are they going to sign Hartenstein? A lot of money for...
Knicks can only offer him 4 for $72, and other teams are like 4 for $90.
For Joe Klein?
But I mean, if he wants to win a world championship and be remembered forever, Calipari, he stays with the Knickerbockers.
Calipari would be coaching Joe Klein this year with the Razorbacks. That's all he is, right?
Moncrief.
Sydney.
Anyway, Knicks, interesting. Celtics, champs.
It's great to have them both be good at the same time. It's been a while.
Last night, they selected players for new teams in the NBA. It's called the NBA draft. One of our guys was there.
We had a correspondent there for the pod.
Yeah. We sent somebody out to the field.
The Bristol boys were well represented.
It was worth every penny.
We wanted to call him, but he's the only one that could set up the computer to make a call. Kevin Ross, studio engineer. Like, what are your big takeaways from the draft? Not to get into the Charter Oak situation, just like the draft itself, the experience. You probably never thought you'd be going to someplace like that. You probably never go back to one. What's your takeaway?
It's impressive. I mean, the amount of time and effort I think these kids, mostly kids now, put in to get here, and the amount of work that you see. And then it's also become like a, to me, you know, it's funny, a fashion. It's as much a fashion thing as anything else. The red carpet beforehand, multiple sets they have on stage and things like that. So I mean,
there was a red carpet outside.
I didn't see it, but I know it was happening.
How many people were there?
That's a good question. I know there was about 600 tickets left for the upper deck, but everything down low was filled up. But they only the back side of Barclay was not, you know, because of the stage was covered. So I don't know what it holds.
That's a weird building, isn't it?
It is.
The way it is.
I mean, because it's kind of cool because it's a basketball arena. So it's not hockey as well. So all the seats are tighter. So you're right on top of the court. So, like, you know, because it has no hockey build out.
Were you in a regular seat?
Lower section. So the boxes are mid the lower section, and then there's an upper deck above the boxes. And
full
so
service?
Yeah, you could. You know, they had food and drink.
You would ask that.
They did have that.
No, I want to know if it's like a game.
What was the beer situation?
They had just self-serve. They had this pretty cool thing where you actually scan your card before you go in, and somehow magically charges you when you walk out. Who knows how it worked? But, you know, probably cost me $300 for those two high noons. they had, you know, not everything was open.
How long were you there at the event?
We got there at 6:30.
Whoa.
And
hour and a half.
Maybe closer to 7. And then, you know, we took our time getting in, and then we stayed until
10.
No, 9 something. We didn't
have to pick. Who cares, right?
Yeah, but we had to wait for Donovan to finish up with all of his media, and then they pulled it. They brought us all down, and we got to go through the back area where all of the picks were and the families, and they were still doing photos, and that's where we got some family photos and with Donovan and everything. So it was pretty cool.
Was it a sense of relief for him? What was you know? That's got to be a lot of stress on a young kid like that.
Yeah, I mean, the crazy part is really didn't know. I mean, heard late that Atlanta really liked the kid they picked. He had a really great workout, and that it was still that it wasn't most likely going that way. Sarr was pretty much going to Washington pretty much for a while. So then it was going to be at that three pick, you know, they were talking about all these crazy trades, trading up to get him, trade him. And it never really came to fruition.
Warriors blew it.
Yeah, there was going to be a trade with Charlotte from Memphis. And then the way the pick before came out, their guy was still available. They wanted their pick, so they backed out of it. And then basically Portland thought they had a 5% chance for Donovan to be there at 7. And they took
5?
Yeah, that's what they're...
That's what they were banking on.
Yeah.
So they got their guy.
I mean, that's why the pick came out within less than 5 minutes.
I mean, the East Coast lost their guy, yeah, but they got their guy.
Bobby Mack, if he came out after his freshman year, Portland wanted him.
Yeah.
They wanted him since high school.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Little segue. Commish, have you ever covered this event?
Yes, 2004.
Oh, get out. And who was there?
Gordon and Okafor. I think they went like back to back.
Where was that at?
That was at MSG.
Were you on the floor?
I was.
So that was LeBron. LeBron was one that year, right?
No.
I'm not sure.
Him and Okafor were in the same year, I thought.
No. That was the year before. LeBron was the year before that.
Yeah, LeBron was with Melo, right?
Yeah, and Dwayne Wade. And
last of his class.
Vlad, you followed the NBA, right? No.
That was Jameer Nelson's year. I don't know who was number one.
I thought. Check it out,
was it like three
Crocker.
And four? I think maybe Gordon Okafor, 3 and 4.
It was 2 and 3. Okafor was two.
Who was one?
Gordon was three. I'm trying to remember.
Crocker, speak up.
So hold on. I'm looking into it, man.
All right. Yeah, so, Kamish, what was your, like, being with the pocket protector and the pen?
My takeaway was that it was really exciting because they're coming off a national championship like they were this year. And it's a day where the kids are just so happy. But that's why I asked you about being relieved, because I remember, like, these kids have put in so much work to get there. And where am I going to go? How's it going to work out? I mean, where you get picked is going to determine basically your life for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I, it was very exciting. It was fun. It was almost like the reward, you know, the dessert after a nice meal, you know, so to speak. It was like a very fun time, and yeah, I enjoyed it.
That's cool. Now, back in those days, you still had to go back and beat the deadline to get the story in.
Yeah. So
like these days, it's either electronic or digital stuff, or
tweet it out.
Or you wait for the next day in the paper, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, when's the deadline now? Early,
that's
right?
It's early, like 8 or 9 now.
Yeah, because there's very few places that print a paper.
Right.
So, but did you get yours in back then?
Oh yeah, we got it in. It was fun. They were
Who'd you like better? Who was it easier to work with, Gordon or Okafor?
Okafor was great. He was like a quote machine. He was very smart. Mm-hmm. But I did like Ben a lot. I mean, he was like, I always felt Ben was like, you know, it was Batman and Robin, and Okafor was always Batman, but Ben was like a really good player.
He was unbelievable.
So, you know,
what a score.
Our friend Steve Turner would probably like working with him, because he probably would need him.
Yeah, it was $3.
Poor kid, he struggled a little bit.
But for Ben to be the third was a big deal. Who was number one that year?
For the record, Dwight Howard was 2004. LeBron was 2003.
Right.
No comment on Dwight, but he didn't play in college, right?
No.
High school kid?
Yeah, that's a good segue, because 6 of the top 12 guys I was telling you this morning did not play college basketball that got picked last night. So there was 3 guys from France who knew they were a hotbed, right?
Right.
Serbia, and then 2 guys from the G League.
Wow. That did the skip year.
6 of the top 12 guys did not play a second of college basketball. And I don't know about the...
Are we screwing up over here then, or what? I mean...
Kobe Bryant, may he rest in peace, said it a year before he passed away, how bad basketball was in the United States. He said that you got to go over to Europe where they have these academies and they practice 6 days a week and then they have one game.
Yeah.
And then in the United States, it's completely opposite.
So
the fundamentals are overseas.
I'm still rooting for the Oak and Kinda Castle, but anyway.
What do you mean Kinda Castle? What do you mean Kinda?
No, I love Castle, but like if I got to pick one that I want to do well.
You can pick both.
Of course.
Well, Castle's going to do well. I mean, he's in his system.
What about the other two guys?
So,
try to crush him.
I know. Do they make the Jerome team, though? They remind me of, like, the Denham Brown type of player. I mean, Denham went in the second round. I was positive he'd make a team. He didn't.
He was the last pick.
Charles Lewis and those type of guys. Like, I mean, do you really think they're going to make a team? Like, Newton Ooh. Got a shot.
Spencer has a shot, too. He could shoot it.
He can shoot.
He's going to make it. Doesn't mean he's going to play, but he's going to make a team. He's going to
12 guys.
He's going to be a. I think it's 15, but a big time.
Three on the IR,
big time whatever. Practice player. He's
12.
Spencer's
dressed.
A winner, man.
He's tough. Dress.
12.
They dressed 12.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
And so Spencer could be in a freaking suit for 2 years and get paid, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a two way deal or something.
You see
like
it?
That.
Do you see it or not?
Do I see Spencer? Yeah. I think he sticks.
How about Tristan?
Yep.
So do I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good size guard. Yep. Yeah.
Right, so let me kill ESPN because I don't know if you guys watched it at
but
all today.
But there's other guys that are that big.
Like Tristan Newton is a two-time national champ. He's
All-American
this year. And they talked about Bronny James for like 30 minutes. They literally, Spencer and Newton got drafted when they were at commercials.
Commercial break.
They came back and they're like, oh, this just in Indiana took Tristan Newton. So Bronny James is rumored to be getting drafted by the Lakers. And by the way, his agent, you guys see this too?
Yeah, he told everybody teams, not to draft him.
Told teams not to draft him.
Nobody wanted him.
Yeah, that's a bad story for sports right there. Daddy ball.
ESPN, I told you guys off the air. I don't watch ESPN anymore, but they broke up Van Gundy, Mark Jackson, and Mike Breen for the slop that they're throwing out there for the NBA Finals.
And now TNT's taking our guys off.
Yep.
Yeah. I got to tell you this, though. In defense of ESPN, you got to check out this guy, Stephen A. Smith. He's amazing.
He's hurt.
He wants $18 million a year, that guy.
He's what a horrific. Freaking loser. He freaking sucks. Like, their content now is that he argues with Chris Russo.
Yeah.
Mike did it for how many years on the Fan? I mean, you didn't have to watch it on TV either. These guys are terrible. Anyway, getting back to studio engineer Kevin Ross. The pick is in. Actually, let's go from 3 to 5. Were you feeling it at all? And were you nervous when 7 came around being like, Jesus?
We knew at about 5 that he was going at that point.
You knew?
We had been kind of...
You knew he wasn't going to slide past 7 or you knew he was going 7?
If he wasn't taken by someone out of the blue, he was going...
To Portland.
To Portland.
No doubt. Yeah. Okay.
So, Kevin, Portland's a long way away, 3,000 miles, right?
Yep.
Would you or anyone else rather have him in Detroit with that blight and that crap city? Or Charlotte, which is like an almost, that's like the
I was working A's. On a sponsorship from Detroit.
Nah, like, they don't have money.
There's no shot now.
They don't have money.
I mean,
Portland's pretty woke too, isn't it?
That's another
Charlotte, we have, you know, personally, we have connections down in Charlotte.
You do?
Yeah, my cousin Jeff Ross was a comptroller for the Bobcats and the Spurs.
That's
roast.
Right.
He does the roast, right?
Yeah, County Central. Exactly. And he's still down that area. And there's a new owner. There's new ownership. So we're hoping that maybe Charlotte is turning a page if he went there. But there was not a lot of interest. I think UConn is kind of, you know, a lot of UConn guys have gone to Charlotte and kind of, you know, all the way back to Okafor.
Mecca.
Yep.
Kemba.
Book Knight.
And
Lamb. Did Lamb go there? No. Where did he go first?
So, yeah, that was... OKC? There was not a lot of talk there. Even Castle, like I said, refused to work out for him, which was kind of a
reputation is that really? Bad for that organization, huh?
Yep.
Damn.
And that's not inside. That was printed that he refused to work out for him. It's far out of Boston. You can get there in 6 hours, 3 hour time change. So it's really 3 hours on the watch.
Now you can get there in 6 hours to Oregon.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And the flights are only about $400. Nothing out of Bradley. No.
Is it 6
unless you
hours?
Want to land in like Indianapolis or something like that on the way. But that's like a 9 hour flight.
Kev, you know what a great thing though?
They play they'll be on the
East
Coast.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Washington, D.C., New York,
twice.
Brooklyn, Boston. Yep. You're going to have plenty of time. Yeah. Everybody locally will have plenty of time to see him.
Why'd you go see a
Timmy
Pacer
Barrett was
game?
There. We were talking. He said, I just hope all those games are in the same
Pacer
week.
Pacer game.
What's that? You want to go to Indiana to see a Pacer game?
Yeah.
No?
Great steak places.
Is that Market Arena?
Indianapolis is fun.
Used to be Market Square Arena, yeah. Market
Square. Yeah, I mean, Smits and the boys are out there? Come on.
The Davis brothers?
They were awesome. All right, so great experience, right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Is he there yet?
They fly out tomorrow morning. That would be Friday morning, and they go meet everyone. I don't really know that.
Why weren't you allowed in the after party?
Oh, I was allowed in the first after party for the anybody, but the late one was for the agency who was 25 and under.
And did Harry go?
I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one.
He went. Freaking Harry!
What were the emotions like for the draft night compared to the night of the national championship? How can you compare those? Was there the same amount of nerves, or was it?
I think Donovan's uncle Chris actually summed it up. He's like, what are we afraid? Like, oh my God, he's going to get drafted tonight. Like, what? I mean, yeah, would it be nice if he went 1-2? Yeah, but he's getting drafted, so this is all positive. Like, we should be just in a good, good mood.
If who said this?
This was Uncle Chris,
Lottie, by the way, former neighbor of ours, always known as Mr. Positivity.
Yeah, I'm not shocked to hear that.
Yeah,
I mean that's the. Awesome. Great perspective.
I actually looked. I was kind of hoping he would be the first pick because I wanted. When was the last American white guy that was picked first?
Do you know the answer?
Yes. I looked it up.
How far back we got to go?
60s.
70s.
Bill Walton.
First. First pick.
He was the first pick, but somebody did it before that. No. Played for the Pistons for a while. If I give it a college team.
Trapuca?
No.
That's
played for the Bucks, I believe, too, for a little while.
Where was
played at Indiana.
Pete Maravich.
Oh, hold on. Not Kent Benson.
Kent Benson is the correct answer.
Is that Notre Dame?
Indiana. The one and only.
Oh, Kent Benson. Okay.
Same general.
State, right?
He was the first pick. Yeah.
Same state.
Yeah,
I got it.
What year was that?
77.
Was he the coach in the weight shadow, too?
Ken Reeves.
No, Ken Reeves. I'm sorry.
Man, what a great day for everybody, man. I mean,
in the national championship game was nerves because it's a game, and you don't know what's going to happen. That was...
Well, we knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. But. I mean, it started feeling that way again. Both those games. It's funny. The other thing real quick that Edie went two guys later. I think it was two or the next...
Oh, you're right. He went nine.
Nine. Yeah. And, everyone posted, how, he beat up on Donovan. And I get it.
Donovan.
Yeah, because he scored so many points and, he gets his points and he did. I will give him that. He had some really hard shots early, but Donovan was able to take him one-on-one for a guy who's, leading scorer in the NCAAs for, 2 years?
No one else scored.
And then they shut everyone else down, and people were trying to say, I wrote these people like to say that they had double team him, and they didn't even double team him.
No,
Donovan got in foul trouble, and so did Samson fouled out, so they gave him a lot of freebies down the stretch, but they had one three-pointer, I think, given two up in that, maybe two.
Yeah.
And
he starts bouncing that ball in the NBA, that Schroeder's going to have already dunked it on the other side. Even the Knicks will score.
The game plan was to do exactly what they did. Let him get his points and shut everyone else down. That's what they did.
Yeah. Donovan. Charter Oak was the funner center.
Yeah, and fun. Coach Moore and I were saying that his job was just to basically, not follow him and, play tall, play long, and especially down the stretch because they needed him in there. So, I don't know.
It's all overblown.
Yeah.
Kev, you have any perspective on the Hurley stuff? Was there a lot of smoke and fire there? You know anything?
Everyone, I asked a couple guys, and everyone was like, he wasn't going. I think he was such a big deal that he had to take the meeting at least.
did he have to do it so publicly? I mean, I think it also was a bargaining chip with Connecticut to, you know, show what the value that other teams see in him. So
it's a media guy from Connecticut who wouldn't let it go unnoticed anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, people are making money to leak this stuff.
You imagine
if Herbin hadn't come back, I would think there would be a better chance of going to the Lakers.
No chance.
You don't think so?
That would never, no way. It would never work. Like, I don't think
it would work, but I think Caravan coming back right when he did.
I heard an interview with him on, I was like, Russillo's podcast or something, and he just said he was going to try to run the same offense he has at UConn with the Lakers if he was going to do it. Can you imagine?
No shot.
Can you imagine LeBron James trying to run?
Can you imagine the Warriors doing it, though?
They move. Yeah. You can tell me Anthony Davis and LeBron are going to run around like that and be screeners?
No way.
That's what I'm saying.
Give me the ball. Get out of the way.
He raises his eyebrow at that.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, I got
it. I'm with you.
You know who else, though? He could coach the Knicks roster. He could coach the Celtic roster. He could coach the Warriors roster. He could probably coach OKC. But then rosters change and professionals come in
Will we see him in the NBA?
I think he will eventually. I think he will eventually, yeah.
I hope not, because he's great for college basketball.
Yeah, he really is.
I think if it's an East Coast job, he might. That's what I think.
He's gonna take over for Tibbs.
I think we're more apt to see Bobby in the NBA.
Possibly.
Point guard, you? I mean, Bobby Hurley? He could storm around the sidelines.
Has he done anything at Arizona State?
Who's point guard, you, dude?
They were calling that Arizona State for a minute.
He's done nothing out there.
Well, I'm just saying, he was an NBA player.
No, I know.
He's got a name.
Yeah,
he's got his brother's name.
I agree with you, because he's done nothing in college to stay there.
Yeah. Headache Smith? Was he? Remember that guy?
I do.
Anyway, great for UConn hoops. More importantly, great for the city of Bristol, and the greatest for the Oak.
Yeah, what a good kid.
All those 5 o'clock in the mornings, all those you should do this, you should do that. All the, you know, camera in his face, bide his time, knowing it's not going to go past 7. And I texted studio engineer Kevin Ross right after, and I'm like, I don't know if I asked if it was somewhat disappointing. I don't think that's how I phrased it, but you're like, listen, could be a hell of a lot worse. The kid from Bristol went number 7 in the NBA draft. I mean, that sums it up, dude.
The only time I got nervous was when Detroit was on. I just don't want him to go there. I don't want him to go there anywhere else.
The lovely Mrs. McMahon doing the same thing. She's like, not Detroit.
Yeah.
Not Detroit. Right next to me. I didn't know they were paying attention.
Who is that? Do they have a coach yet?
No.
No. Huh. They got to pay him, what, $60-something million or $50-something million?
You know why I was nervous about that? They got a ton of, like, wings over the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, they got Ivy and Cunningham.
And then the kid that's got a twin.
From last year. Twins.
Yeah, like, they got, and you know what they need?
The UFC guy?
They need the dribbler and the facilitator and a big guy. And yeah. I think teams still need big guys. Is that right?
You need a rim protector.
Hey, just guys, you guys see that Lopez is going to be on the block?
Yep.
They don't want to pay him? How about him for the Knicks? Makes too much money?
Yep.
Knicks are all set.
Oh, my God, he's all set. I thought you wanted to get rid of one guy.
I do. Lottie, I got trust in...
Hypothetical question. If you could pick one player in NBA history to join the 4 Villanova guys and the bench guys.
In NBA history?
History. Who would be the piece to that puzzle? I mean, you can't pick Jabbar. Those guys, they move the ball around too much.
Take that Jordan guy.
No, it can't be Jordan. They got a bunch of guards.
Play him at center. Play him at center.
Well, nowadays you probably could. Bridges, Hart, DiVincenzo, Brunson.
Olajuwon.
Oh. He would dominate Embiid. In today's game, would Olajuwon shoot any threes?
I don't think he hit.
I want to get in the arsenal.
How about Timmy or Robinson?
No.
Wow. Guys,
you're talking
better?
About three-pointers? No.
I'm just saying on the Knicks. Guys, who's better, Timmy or Dirk? Go.
Oh, Duncan.
That's not.
Tim Duncan's one of the top 15 players of all time.
Where's Dirk?
16.
It's a matter of it.
I got a better one. Garnett or him?
You and this Garnett guy. You and this Garnett guy.
Garnett or Timmy?
No. Dirk.
It's a good one.
They both won one. The Whiskey's obviously a better offensive player, I thought. The other guy's an all-time defender. Great leader, too.
Better passers, who?
I don't know. Neither one of them go pass.
I would take Garnett just because the whole package, just the intangibles.
Garnett's kind of psycho, which I like. And Nowitzki was like a typical Euro guy. I'd probably go with the psycho, but that's a lot closer than people would think.
Is Nowitzki a top five shooter of all time?
Shooter?
No.
No.
Because you would put Bird
at the position.
Curry.
Miller. Allen.
Miller.
And who?
Allen.
Jim Less.
Tim Legler.
Kidding.
Mark Price.
Dude, you know who's way up
Chris
there?
Chris Jackson.
So what's his nuts from... Korver is way up there.
Did you see him last night?
He's way up there.
Did you see him last night in the one in the front office? One of the front offices with Quinn Snyder. What front office was that? He's working for an organization now behind the scenes.
Jazz?
Was it Utah?
Quinn Snyder coaches Atlanta now.
So it was Atlanta. So he was in the room with Quinn Snyder, Korver.
Quinn Snyder. What number was he at Duke? Quick.
14.
14.
Yep. Good job, guys. All right.
Look at Kevin Ross shaking his head.
Where's he from?
No idea how you guys are.
Where's he from? Missouri.
What state?
Missouri, to show me state. Jersey?
Washington.
How do you
Washington
know that?
Washington State?
I'm
Washington
loser.
State?
Yeah, you are. He was the coach of Mizzou for a minute, right?
Yes.
All right. Guys, this next segment brought to you by my friend Joe Moriello, Vice President, Capital Securities. And like he was in a war room with Kyle Korver and Quinn Snyder, he wants to have his ducks in a row because he believes in a life.
Well planned.
All right. Who'd you rather? Who'd you rather be friends with? I saw this on Twitter. Prime or Aaron Rodgers? Just who would you rather be friends with? They stop over to podcast, hang out.
Could I take the bullet?
Well, no, because it's not who'd you rather. You know, that would be like, who'd you rather or would you rather die?
For me, I take Aaron Rodgers. We could just hang out in the dark so I don't have to look at him.
Do ayahuasca or whatever that thing is. I would take Prime.
Are you saying the blooms off the rose with Prime, huh? Didn't he lose like half his team?
I'm not worried about it.
Nobody wants to play because he made, his remaining players, he made them go listen to the Suns' rap concert.
Doesn't
or something.
Matter. He's planning this out. It's a life.
Well planned.
Who'd you take, man? Name me
a guy. I'll take Prime.
Crocker, get in there.
Prime, why not?
Prime as well.
I mean, how could you not want to hang out with Prime?
I want to know why.
Because he's a genius.
I think he's better friends.
He's a genius.
I'd like to hear his stories more.
Dude,
I agree. There's comedic value.
All right, that's a good point.
I want to know why he did that to McCarver for real. And then
McCarver
goes way.
And if Now It's Legal existed back then, I mean, NIL, this guy would have made a ton of money because he was making it back down with his necklaces. All right, guys, who would you rather, moving forward with your football team right now, from now going forward, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, go?
Josh Allen.
Whoa, the Eagle fan.
I mean,
Josh Allen, definitely.
Crack.
Josh.
Commish.
Josh Allen.
Who'd you say?
Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
Well,
does Buffalo make the playoffs this year?
It's one of our very few landslide unanimous victories. And the Eagles, they don't have a quarterback. They take Allen over him. All right. Goff or Cousins? Go.
Are we
hanging out with them or
hanging out with them. No, no, going forward.
I'd rather hang out with my cousins.
I've hung out with your cousins. Let me tell you something. Sure. You might want to take off.
I'll take off.
I'm going golf too.
Oh God, I'll go golf. Producer extraordinaire.
I'm gonna go cousins.
Angry.
They drafted Penix, right?
I know. Ugh. Angry.
I said cousins already. I was the first guy to jump in.
Easily golf. Yeah. All right. Running backs, slightly different era. A few years separate them. All day, AP or McCaffrey?
I'll take Peterson. Loved him. McCaffrey's a pretty boy.
I would take Peterson. Durability.
Peterson.
I'm going McCaffrey.
The switch man.
That's why I wouldn't take him. I'm going McCaffrey. I got a better human being. And probably a better pass catcher.
We're talking about the NFL, right?
Yeah. Why, there's no good human beings in the NFL?
Maybe there are, yeah.
I mean, I know you're a Brown fan, and they actually prey on terrible human beings, but whatever.
I'm not proud of their roster, all right? I like the organization.
CP3 or Rondo? Serious question.
Rondo.
For one game, Rondo.
Rondo.
CP3, I said.
Okay, so CP3 will be a Hall of Famer, right?
Without question.
Rondo will not, right?
Nope.
No, he will. He's a winner, dude.
He's a winner.
He's not going to make it right away, but eventually, down the line, he'll make it.
He's 15th all-time in assists.
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually he's going to make it. He won't
phenomenal
be somebody you
although
think about
CP3
right
doubles.
Phenomenal rebounder.
I mean, I can't believe this many people took Rondo, but I'm taking Rondo. I hate the other guy. I think there's a movie out now about like the Clippers with the owner. I saw a couple things
the
on
guy
Twitter.
From, Married with Children is like the owner.
Bundy?
Yeah, Bundy. Al Bundy's the owner.
No way.
Well, he spoke like him, so.
And now, like, I think like Lawrence Fishburne is Doc.
What a cast.
It's like that Yankee
movie. Joe's Story Story.
Why does this thing come out?
Peter was 100% white. I've seen the commercials.
There's some segments on Twitter, and like there's this one thing where CP3 stops at the Warriors entrance and is like, oh, somebody dying here? Seems like a funeral. And he walks away laughing, and this guy playing Draymond, who looks nothing like him, comes out and challenges him. And then both teams are there. Do you remember when Shaq, they were saying that the cops were called because of a altercation outside one of those locker rooms? And he was laughing. Him and Charles couldn't talk.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I think that was that.
I think you're right.
And anyway, moving on to more important stuff. Stephen A. Smith or Chris Mad Dog Russo? You have to listen to one of them for
Russo.
An hour a day.
Russo. 100%.
Well, yeah, Russo. He talks baseball. He's actually...
He's knowledgeable.
Yeah,
does he still have
the MLB network. He has a show on. Yeah. It's actually not bad. Not bad.
Dog. Because I can't... He doesn't look at anything.
Yeah.
His head's all over the place.
Do you ever hear when he's...
Overblown.
Like, when his wife is going away, he's got like, a couple gummies this weekend.
I know. He's like...
says that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A couple gummies, 2 hours later. I'm good to go.
Tennis on.
Got the U.S. Open on. Couple gummies.
I missed that show, Mike and the Mad Dog.
Oh,
my God.
Has radio been the same since?
No.
Not at the Fan.
They've tried at the Fan, too, with like the Bart Scotts and stuff like that.
They've tried too hard.
Angry Jay, what do you got?
We're going all baseball? Who would you rather?
Let's go. Stanton and Torres, go.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go with the Bells. Albert Bell, George Bell.
Albert Bell.
Taco Bell?
Joey.
Just so you guys know, I maybe he's going to pick Albert Bell. George Bell actually won an MVP.
He did.
He might have. Did he win two? Or I thought only one. He came in second the next year.
87, I think he won. Yeah.
He also ran out there at the end of his career for the White Sox and almost killed a pitcher. Did he bring the bat with him?
Yes. No, no bat, but yeah.
Number 21 at that point. George Taco Bell.
Yeah, he had some cuckoo in him, too.
Or Albert Bell?
Yeah.
Joey Bell.
Joey.
All right.
Listeners, that's Albert.
Why? He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Albert Bell is not in the Hall of Fame.
But is it just because of his personality? His numbers are unreal.
He needs a couple more. He had 10 years that
George Bell won it. MVP.
Great, and that's it. Like, he kind of needs a couple more.
What can I have?
He got hosed out of the and 95 MVP too. Absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Who won it instead of him? Do you remember? Oh God!
In 144 games, they won. He hit 52 home runs and 50 doubles in 144 game season, and they won 100 games. They won 144. Mo Vaughn won MVP.
Probably because at that time the Indians were loaded, right? So the media, or maybe they just didn't like him. They hated him.
Well, the Indians weren't liked. I think we're talking Alomar, Ramirez, Tomei. No, not Tomei. That's Murray, right?
No, they had
Baerga, Lofton.
They were loaded.
Eddie Murray was.
They weren't
on the team.
Liked though that team.
Travis Fryman.
Let's move on. Let's
Ricky
go.
Vaughn.
Go. Everybody go. Who'd you take? Which bell?
Fred McGriff. Joe Carter.
Easy.
McGriff.
McGriff.
I like McGriff, yeah.
McGriff. Yeah, I'm going Carter.
Crime dog.
Why?
Just a clutch player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Winner.
493 homers or 91?
Ooh, 91. 491.
491.
Yeah, 491. Hall of Famer now. You got your wish. Kenny Lofton.
Should have been.
Kenny Lofton, Tim Raines.
Raines, easy.
Rock.
Easy. Rock. In basketball, Lofton. Baseball, Raines.
When he was with Montreal.
Is Kenny Lofton a Hall of Famer? He's not going to make it.
I don't think so.
He's pretty close. If
ask Randy Johnson.
Kenny Lofton, Johnny Damon.
Hold on. Can we? Oh, this is Lofton again? Go ahead.
I'll take Lofton there.
You got numbers there?
No.
Lofton.
I'm going Damon. Just because he was Damon a better too. Yankee. He was a better Yankee.
Can I say something about Lofton?
Go ahead. You're going to do it anyway.
I don't. Well, I know.
That was a better Yankee.
Get your own show. So
we've got Frances over here. He's just.
Go ahead. So I was watching something last couple weeks, and the big unit. Mariners, Indians, he throws one high and tight, but it's a slider. And Lofton goes crazy, and Dan Wilson's trying to get in the way. And the unit got pissed. He was like, it's a slider. If I want to hit you, it'd be a fastball. So they separate. They go back. This is the way baseball used to be. He throws a freaking 93-mile-an-hour fastball his head on the next pitch. Yeah. Now Lofton's trying to come out there, and Wilson's got him in the ground in like two steps. And by the way, Lofton's probably a little quicker than Wilson, so maybe he didn't want to get out there to the unit. Lofton, hell of a player, jerk of a Yankee. I think he bunted with like two outs and guys on a World Series at one point, and I thought that was in the ninth inning. I thought that was a kind of a wussbag move. Hell of a player. Hall of Famer? Jay, you got that?
I would say no, but he's very close if you look at it.
Kamish, you voted for the Hall of Fame. What do you think?
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Why?
Numbers aren't there.
Oh, thanks. You got to lock in a little bit.
That's classic.
Jay, 280?
What are we talking about?
He is 299 career hitter.
Yep.
Jesus.
Got to be a 300.
24. Oh. 2,400 hits, 2,428.
Gotta have 2,500.
Only 130 home runs.
Yeah, 200.
1,500 runs, though.
Jeez. How many years did he play?
Played 17 years. Stole seven.
Compiler.
All right, 781 RBI, 622 steals. He led the league five different times.
All right, so besides Cleveland in one year with the Yankees, who else did he play with?
That's a great question. I don't remember. He
played with the Braves?
He did play.
I think he played with a ton of teams late. Yeah.
All right, so he came up actually with Houston, believe it or not. And then he played with the Indians for 10 years. And he Giants, White Sox, Giants, Pirates, Cubs, Yankees, wow. Phillies, Dodgers, Rangers, back to the Indians.
That's crazy.
No praise. Okay. Anyway. I can't see him in some of those uniforms.
All right, let's go. We'll go Lottie. Actually, we'll let Crocker go here. Yep. And we know who he's going. Dwight Evans, Andre Dawson.
Why'd you even ask me? Dewey.
Dwight Evans, Andre Dawson.
The Hawk. He was a lot faster base runner.
Hawk.
Hawk had the numbers.
Hawk's a Hall of Famer. That ends that question.
He won MVP on a last place team.
He did, 87. Let's go Curt Schilling, Mike Mussina.
Mussina. Get out of here with that other guy.
Moose.
The sock.
Bloody sock, Alan.
That's so stupid.
He's a jackass.
I'll say Mussina.
He's a great pitcher, though.
Great pitcher.
Yeah. Mussina. All right. Let's go.
Robinson Cano, Dustin Pedroia.
Cano's numbers for a second baseman were nuts, but I'm going to take Pedroia. Winning player.
Because he used to...
Winning player.
Fake hustle.
Winning player.
Head first, die winners, no throw to third on the base.
Listen, you know I can't stand the Red Sox, but the Yankees need about seven of him.
Cano. For me. What a hitter.
Yeah, incredible.
He did.
You got to have Cano there.
Gleyber did follow his base.
If Cano, Cano stayed with the Yankees and then get pinched for the steroids,
yeah,
Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
he wanted to get paid too much to be there, though. I did see him take BP one time, and like
the ball just...
Dude.
What a
the
hitter.
Sound was what amazing.
It was different.
So much different than everybody else.
Alan Trammell, Robin Yount.
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 Man, me too. I liked him. All right. Lou Whitaker, Ryan Sandberg.
Sandberg.
Sweet Lou.
Sandberg.
I would go Sandberg, too. All right. This one's...
Whitaker, Hall of Famer?
Sandberg is in. Whitaker is not. Tony Gwynn, Ichiro Suzuki.
Ooh. Each.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
That's a good one. Wow. Very good.
Each hit went off the ground, dude. Each.
Tony Gwynn's a better hitter.
Each is a way better outfielder. And
I'm going to say Ichiro. It hurts me to say it, but
dude, that's a tough
I think
one.
So.
That's one of the best we've ever had.
But Tony Gwynn sounds like the guy in what you call the movie? Who's Tom Hanks?
Saving Private Ryan?
Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Shrimp Gumbo? That sounds like Tony Gwynn, right?
Did you guys ever see that?
You talking about Bubba Gump?
That's him.
Bubba.
I would probably take Tony Gwynn just because I loved him. But Ichiro was awesome, too. Do you ever see the Tim Flannery interview about Tony Gwynn?
Yeah.
Was that during a rain delay or something?
Yeah,
like
so
that?
They
It's a great story.
Flannery tells the story. He's like, he's getting ready to hit, and they're going to bring in a lefty to face Gwynn, and he says to the Flannery, I guess, who's on deck, he's like, listen, they're going to bring this guy. First pitch, he's going to throw me a slider. I'm going to hit it into the left center field gap. You're on deck. You be ready. He's like, he gets up to play. It's absolutely pouring, and they show the video, like, literally. So they're walking back. He goes, remember what I said to him? I'm walking back to the clubhouse. He's like, next day they pick it up, the game. He's like, swear to God, first pitch, they show it. Guy throws him a slider, hits a double into left center.
Shut up.
He's standing on second base and he's pointing at Flannery in the dugout. He's like, it's unbelievable.
All right, yeah. I got a spontaneous, who'd you rather? The Tony Gwynn poster with like pencil diagrams about the mechanics of his swing before baseball became this mechanical, scientific bunch of crap. That or the George Gervin poster with the two hands on a ball.
That's a good one. That's... you know, something I had to...
If you could have one right now in this studio, which one is it? Because that Gervin poster is amazing.
I take the Iceman,
too, I think.
All right, the Iceman or the Hitman?
Oh, come on, Bobby. I got the Hitman down
here. Oh, yeah, I gave it to you. Didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we going? Let's go. I got a bunch more.
Go.
Kirk Gibson, Daryl Strawberry.
Strawberry.
The whole package. The whole package. Strawberry. I'm going Kirk myself. I love Strawberry. I hated Strawberry with the Mets. When he came to the Yankees and he was kind of a platoon player, I loved him because anybody that got hit, he tried to fight.
I'm going to go Straw.
Is that just because he was the Yankee?
No.
All right.
That's not an easy call because I love Gibson's intensity, but I'll go Straw.
Gibson early on was a beast, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I could never go against Straw.
You don't want
to. He got his autograph.
He don't want to walk you.
In his jersey.
I didn't even want an autograph.
That's also another great story.
He had a Newport, a filtered Newport. It's the only thing you could have at that point.
Menthol. So we go to a Yankee game.
And me and Straw?
And I'm with Mac, and we're there early, whatever. They're playing the Brewers, and it gets rained out.
Pouring.
It gets rained out. So we're like, they're making everybody leave. we immediately go right to the gate where the players come out.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry's there. He gets his he walks he's smoking a cigarette, I believe, too, wasn't he?
Newport, yeah. Unfiltered.
He went over there and asked him for his autograph, and he came right over and he was scratching out his autograph. Like a minute goes by and I lost, like, there's people everywhere. I lost Mac. I'm like, where the hell is this guy? Like, I'm looking like, Jesus God, like, I'm not even sure where we parked. And also I hear this like, you can hear this noise, like, I'm like, what? The team bus is there for the Brewers. Shade tinted windows. I turn around. I walk around the bus. This guy's standing there giving the slip.
I remember that gate, too, right outside that gate.
Mark Neufeld wanted to kill me.
Oh, it was hilarious. Absolutely.
I got the straw man's
autograph. He got his strawberry's autograph. He gave a finger to the Brewers. Half the Brewers wanted to fight him. It was terrific.
Ravinia and all them guys.
Sir Hoff. Yeah, all those guys back Sir then. Off.
Hey, I got a lot of strawberry helmet.
Let's go. Benito Santiago, Jorge Posada.
Posada.
Man, the hitting's
got
to trump how great Benito was behind the dish. He was great.
It's got to
be Posada. I mean, he was great. He was Molina before Molina was Molina, right?
Throw those knees.
Right?
Posada's offensive numbers, right, though.
Here. Yeah.
Compared to Santiago, not even close.
Now, today's rules, what's more important?
The hitting.
Yeah. No.
Now with the two throwovers and having to throw down all the time?
Santiago was
now, guys aren't stealing a lot of bases anyway. Yeah. You take that hitting.
Posada.
Look at the hit. Look at every catcher. Every catcher in the big leagues, you take Posada over most of them.
Like, this one will be pretty easy.
And we didn't like him. Go ahead.
Pudge Rodriguez, Buster Posey.
Pudge.
Right. Pudge.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say Posey did win an MVP, but so did Pudge, I believe, right? And Posey won 3 titles.
Yeah.
But
man, National
Pudge was
ball.
So... Right. He's also saucing, too, by the way. But
who?
There's that.
Pudge.
How do you know the other guy wasn't?
They all were.
I'm taking
Pudge. He's wiry. Pudge's wiry, yeah.
A little different
I'm
era.
Taking Pudge because they changed the blocking home plate rule because of Posey getting hurt.
Yeah.
Right. It's softened the sport.
All right.
Back. And Pudge was a Yankee.
He was.
For half a season, right?
Opening day, I was there.
Steve Sachs, Willie Randolph.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Willie.
Willow.
You guys
captain.
Are all Willie?
It's the captain. Willow. You mean the captain?
77, 78.
Player. Sachs was a great player.
He couldn't throw to first base.
Number three. Number three Sachs was better than number six Sachs.
All right. I got a few more. Let's go. Willie McCovey, Joey Votto.
I mean, it's hard to talk about McCovey. We didn't watch him, but like, Jesus.
I'm saying McCovey.
McCovey.
Right. Votto, you got to look up Votto's numbers.
Yeah, I know. They're crazy. Yeah.
Votto's also.
Trey Turner.
Check
Jimmy
the
Rollins.
Time frame.
Let's go.
Trey Turner, Jimmy Rollins.
Rollins.
Take Turner, easy.
Rollins won an MVP, and I'll take Trey Turner.
I like Rollins a lot.
All right. Mookie Betts. Mike Trout.
Mookie. Hands down.
Mookie stays on the field.
Yeah.
Who's out for
he's
2 months
out right now.
He used to stay on the field.
Funniest guy on this thing.
He used to stay on the field.
Well, he still stays on the field, but he's got a broken wrist.
MVP, right? It's not his fault. No, they got a broken wrist.
That's, black and white.
Trout plays 70 games a year.
Yeah, it is a problem. That's why I'm asking.
I'm not denying his...
Not about black and white.
Not denying his stardom, but... You can't rely on
Paul
him.
McCartney over here?
So you got Betts? You got
easy Betts.
I was at Betts.
Like Trout could never play for the Knicks.
Listen,
he's not reliable.
If it's today,
he'd be
Mookie's in the Hall of Fame.
He would.
Trout is out right now today.
Ooh. Today. Say it again.
Three. Mookie's in today.
Three
Trout's
to go.
Out.
Trout's in Hall of Fame right now.
Three to go. What do you got there?
Mookie
MVP.
Yeah.
What year?
Well, first player in history to win the Most Valuable Player, Silver Slugger, Gold Glove batting title.
That's
and
impressive.
World Series, all in the same season.
Mookie.
Since he passed away.
All in the same season.
Willie Mays, Barry Bonds.
I was...
And, like, the steroid stuff, not a factor, right?
Well, man, you just picked Pudge Rodriguez, so...
I would say...
I don't think that's the same thing.
Why?
The nostalgia part of me says Willie Mays.
But Bonds,
Bonds is the best player I've ever seen.
Yeah, probably.
In my age.
We didn't see Willie Mays.
That's what I'm saying. In my age.
Just highlights.
I'm going Bonds.
I'll say Willie, man. He went out to the street and said hey to the kids.
That's the reason he played stickball.
That's amazing.
You wanted that?
And like slacks on a collared shirt, too, if you remember that.
Right. Last two, Manny Machado or the Jose Ramirez.
Ramirez.
Yeah. Or who, I'm sorry?
Jose Ramirez.
Jose. Machado has fallen off the...
He's been terrible. He's not this even year. This talked about. Terrible. All right, then this one will be easy for Lottie. Manny Machado, Craig Nettles.
Captain Puff? Are you kidding me?
If you look at the numbers, I mean.
Captain, it's a different era.
It is.
Captain Puff, 77-78.
So you're going Captain Puff?
Am I going Captain Puff?
The Magic Dragon.
He saved Guidry in the World Series.
Three. Yeah, I saw
those
that.
Plays he's making? I was diving all over my yard all
freaking kidding me?
I did the same thing.
I love Captain Puff because he got in a fight with Reggie Jackson.
I was
Jackson.
Doing that, too.
Don't mess with Captain Puff at the bar.
Hey, Lottie, why did they call him Captain Puff?
Because he would instigate and start trouble in the locker room or at the bar, and then when things started to go south, he'd bow out.
Disappear.
Like he was gone.
Puff. So he's like Puff.
He was gone.
He was gone. Okay.
Hey, can I interject here for a minute? we lost our friend Keith Harkness, who we grew up with, a great guy. I wanted Jay to share two stories about what Keith was like. First, the Cecil Fielder 50th home run. Can you tell us about that one?
You want me to share this?
Yeah, share the story.
Unbelievable story.
All right, so we went to, we both went to school to Western Connecticut, and the last 3 days of the season, the Tigers were playing at Yankee Stadium. It was 1990, I believe. Was it 1990? Yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
And,
Chubb Rock jumped up on the scene.
So back then, this is before everybody hit 50 home runs, and everybody started taking steroids. And
George Foster was the last one.
George Foster, 1978, was the last guy to do it.
52, right?
The last, he hit 52, yeah. The last American League guy to do it was Mantle and Maris in 61. Wow. So it was a big deal. As you guys know, being Yankee fans, the Yankee Stadium in 1990 with how bad they literally won 60 games, I think.
60, oh, for 61.
Yeah. So you could sit anywhere you wanted. Like, we used to go all the time and get upper deck and sit wherever we wanted. So we did that. We literally went 3 nights in a row. And the last night, even he did nothing the first 2 games. The last night of the year, game 162. Steve Atkins is the pitcher, and you remember that name?
Yeah.
And they told him everybody he's going to be this great prospect.
I know, lefty,
couldn't,
right?
Couldn't get anybody out.
It's all lefty.
So we go to left. We sit in left field. There's 10,000 people there. 8,000 people are sitting in left field, and we had made a plans. Like, you guys know how they had moved the fences in like years before, but there's like a walkway towards Monument Park back then in the old Yankee Stadium. And so the Tigers bat fielder, they batted him second that night. And the second time up, it's like the third or fourth inning, he comes up, Atkins on the mound. He hits an absolute bomb. And we had planned it out. We said, like, hey, if the ball ever goes down there, we're going to jump down. So he hits a bomb. It goes into the upper deck. Like, we just turn around and look, and there's nobody in the upper deck. Hits the plastic chairs. It comes bouncing down to maybe a guy 50 feet to our left. And he snarfs it. Like, it bounces right off his hands, and it drops down to that walkway was. And, like, you could actually YouTube it a little bit. Like, back then, the only camera angle they have is behind home plate. And so we immediately had planned it out. Like, hey, if it goes down there, we're jumping down there. And it's about 8 feet from where we were sitting to the ground. Like, I when I looked, Harkey was already, like, all over the railing. And, like, I was right behind him. A third guy jumped down, and Harkey's running towards the ball. It's on literally on the walkway towards Monument Park. The Tiger bullpen guys are running towards the ball. And there's me and some other dude. And, like, Harkey's got the lead, so I just tackled the other guy. Like, I'm like, oh, I pretend like I tripped. The guy's, like, swinging at me. Harkey picks the ball up. Like, we were, like, so pumped. He just runs to me. He's like, I got it. And a couple of the Tigers, I remember one guy, I think the guy's name was Paul Gibson or something. He was a lefty.
Lefty pitcher, 45.
Yeah, he comes, runs up to me. He runs up to me. He's like, give us the ball. I was like, fuck you. So we ran back. Like, we couldn't get back into the seats, though. Like, the fans literally, like, it was awesome. The fans are like grabbing us and they pull us up into the seats. And we were like, holy, like, he's like, what do I do with the ball? I'm like, dude, stick it in your front pocket.
Yep.
And like, people are like grabbing at him. It's just Yankee security's there within 5 minutes. They're like, who has the ball, this and that. They ask him, he's like, will you give the ball up, this and that? And he's like, well, they're like, they gave him, they gave us like a place to meet. They gave him like a little card or something that said like, meet right here after the game. You're going to go down and there's going to be like a press conference, this and that. This is the fourth inning, right? So we're sitting there like, we're like cloud nine, you know, like literally you look up, people are like walking up to him. Hey, will you sign my ticket? Will you sign my ticket? Like, it was unreal. Like, I'm looking to my right, and there's a line of about 100 people lining up for Harkey to sign their... Harkey. Like, nobody believed me. Like, nobody, like, it's like, he was, like, signing all these things, and, like, it was unbelievable. So, he actually hit another home run, like, his next time up. But, so, after the game ends, we go to this place, and they pull us in, like, back studios. It was even before Sterling was the announcer. Jay Johnstone came by and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, he said hi to us and stuff. And we're waiting. They're like, you're going to go down. You take an elevator, go downstairs in a couple minutes. So we're sitting, like, on these couches. I've never seen it before, anything like that, Yankee Stadium. Bob Guerin came up. Remember that loser?
53.
Yeah, he had a gut. It was disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting. So
I didn't hate him, though. Go ahead.
They finally grab him. They're like, who got the ball? And he's like, man, he walks over there. I'm like, I start going with him. They're like, you can't call him. I'm like, what? I'm like, he's like my ride home, too. There's some loser, like, degenerate Yankee fan, like, with a plastic ball he bought. Right? And he's, like, asking us to get Fielder to sign it. And Harkey took it, right? So he goes downstairs. I'm sitting there. Like, 5 minutes goes by. There's, like, one security guy not paying attention. Like, I know they went down. I saw them go down. The elevator stopped once in a while. You could see, like, reporters and stuff going down. I'm like, this is never going to happen again. So, boom, I hit the thing. The security's turned around. I jumped on the thing. I didn't know where I was going. There was a couple of, like, reporters in there.
Jason Bourne over here.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I didn't know where to go. So, we went down. I was just like, I'll just follow everybody else. So, we walked down. It's, like, in the bowels of Yankee Stadium. Like, literally. Right? You walk by. There was some cool stuff. Like, people had signed. Like, you ever see where they sound? Like, you walk by
walls,
that.
Yeah.
So, we're in the back. And I look up. And you saw the pictures that were, they had them in, like, the Hartford Current. It was actually in the USA Today.
That's what,
believe it, yeah. So, like, I walk in, I'm in the back of the room.
I called you at your house that morning.
He's up there. He's literally up there with Cecil Fielder at a podium. Like, I walk in the back, and he saw me. He's like waving like a third grade. It was awesome.
That is
so
something.
I'm like, there's a lady next to me, and I started talking to her. It's Fielder's wife. She's like, they're talking about hoping he could win the MVP, and I think Henderson won it that year. But there's a little fat kid to my right,
Prince,
who's about 12 years old. It's Prince Fielder. Like, he was bigger than me, and I was in college. And so Harkey's up there. They're asking him questions, and it's still unreal.
It's
to
surreal,
me.
Yeah.
So he was up there. Fielder was great, and like, they asked him a bunch of questions, and you know,
tell Lottie who you met.
Yeah, on the way out, like, he had signed, you know, a bat and a ball for Harkey, Mattingly came out.
Yeah, look at Lottie.
Yeah, we got, like, Mattingly just happened to be walking out, like,
Donnie.
I think I said to him, like, you're great. He said, thanks. that was hey,
it's better than you're not.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, but Fielder, they were great and stuff,
Donnie.
Like, so we're literally, like, we're walking out of the stadium, and there's nobody. Now there's nobody, like, around except for this.
The guy wanting the ball back?
We walked out. I had signed the ball.
Get out of here.
Jason M. Harlow, I wrote on. Yes. It's a plastic. You know, it's those baseballs. We walk out. We're like, we just got smiles on our faces. Like, you know how much I smile. And we walk, and this guy's there. His name was Roy. I'll never forget. His name was Roy. I had signed it. Harkey gives him the ball. Mine. The guy's like, he's like, I couldn't get Fielder to sign it. Harkey gave this guy Roy the ball. It says Jason Harlow. And he says, keep this ball. This guy's a Yankee prospect. It's going to be worth something. That even makes the story better. So that, like, we drive back to Western, it's only
so
like
you
an
had
hour.
A great spring today.
Yeah.
you got a 2.8.
They let me go. They let me go. So the next morning, like, we went back, like, half the people didn't believe us in our dorm. You know, they were like, you're full of shit. There's, and, like, I remember, like, Eddie Quick, the guy who coaches something, I saw him, like, Eddie, like, we got to, he's like, you're full of shit. And so the next morning, it's like 7:30 in the morning, the RA's rapping on our door. Detroit radio station wants to talk to Keith Harkness. I swear, he goes down to the RA office. He was on, he talked to like three different radio stations in Detroit.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, that's the story. But like even a year later, like they had a card signing in Waterbury. And Harkey actually brought like a picture he had with him. And Fielder was great. Like he saw him immediately and went over and gave him like a half a hug, bro hug and all that stuff. Right, it was so pretty cool.
That's really, really cool. That's a great story. And he's a great friend of ours. And that was a tough loss for us. You got to tell one more. We'll keep it short. I don't care about the time because we owe it to this guy. Tell the story about your minor league trip with Harkey. Back-to-back fields. I think it was New Haven.
The Mike Mims.
Yeah, if you can keep it, if you can keep it like a PG.
No, I'm going to go for it. So Mac will know this because he's as good as anybody is. We used to like that. In our 20s, we used to heckle guys, right? I had mentioned the middle finger to the Milwaukee Brewer team
Bobby
was.
Carcovice, you talked about before in the podcast of Bobby.
So we go to a minor league game in New Britain, and this guy Mike Mims is pitching. And he actually played in the major leagues for a while for the Phillies. But so we go down. I forgot the New Haven. I might have been
New
like
Haven Ravens, maybe.
Yeah, whether the Rockies or minor league, I don't remember. But so this guy Mims is pitching. I think he was like a Montreal Expo affiliate or something. But we go and we're heckling a few guys. But this guy Mims pitches 7 innings. He only gives up a couple hits, but he walked like 5 or 6 guys or something. So they're taking him out and like minor league. Parks, there's like no clubhouse. They had like a little trailer down the left field line. So, like, Harkey's like, let's go get something to drink. And a little, we walk down like behind home plate, wherever, and we're going to get something to drink, literally like a soda. And all of a sudden, Mims like walks in front of me and Harkey, and he's walking with the trainer. And, I was a ball buster, I guess. So I just said to him, hey, Mims, good game. And he was like this gruff guy. And then he just like looked at me. I'm like, you get some fucking control, you'd be really good. And he goes, what'd you say? I'm like, you get some fucking control, you'd be pretty good. He literally comes at me like he wanted to fight me. Harkey was great. Like he grabbed me, pulled me. He's like, dude, it's like pulling me away. I'm like, first of all, I wasn't going to win the fight, but like I would have had to take a couple swings. The trainer's grabbing Mike Mims and getting him away. So like whatever. That's it. Like, they pull him to the pull him away. We go and get something to drink. Like we're laughing about it for the rest of the night. Next day, we get done working. Phone rings and it's Harkey. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, no. He's like,
landline too, right?
Landline. We had the old kitchen phone where the phone was actually built into the wall for you youngsters. So Harkey's like, listen, they're playing in New Britain. I'm like, who? He's like, I think it was like Harrisburg or something. I'm like, you want to go? I'm like, I'm like, what time does it start? He goes, we got to get there early.
Whose car are we taking?
Yeah. It was always his. We're praying it would start. So we drive to New Britain, the old Beehive, whatever. We walk in. They're at the minor league. There's 10 people in the park, and we're 2 of them. And he's like, Harkey just taps him. He's like, he's right there. We walk in, and they're shagging balls. He isn't. He's literally, Mike Mims is leaning against the dugout with his back to us.
Something.
What do you think I said? Mims, you got to get some fucking control. He turned around. He was like, he was immediately red. Like he, like Mike, he wanted to kill me. The trainer who was there comes running around and he's like pointing at the guys. They're like, this is the guy. This is the guy. This is the guy. And Mike Mims is not a fan of Jason Harlow. But this guy Roy might be. But Harkey, love the guy. Like, there's some stories like you guys, Mac knows, and Johnny, you guys know, and legendary friend.
Yeah, so. Plowboy down.
Sorry for your loss.
We'll miss you, buddy.
So this year we had, you know, the general go down, right? Or maybe that was before the new year. I don't know when that was. Bill Walton, Bill Russell, the great Willie Mays. But there's
only one number eight.
Yeah, there's nobody more great than our friend number eight, Keith Harkness. Rest in peace. Boys, great job tonight. Plowboy down. Anytime one of them goes down, the rest of the boys rally, and that happened. Charter Oak, make us proud.
Congratulations.
You don't have to be good. Just do your best,
number
buddy.
23.
What is he?
He's going to be number 23.
Nice.
Can't be 32. It's retired. Walton.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. We can't get that changed?
No, bad time.
Harky,
too soon.
Hook us up. He can make it happen. Good night, everybody.